Most of the Midwest will be subjected to a storm system still, as suggested earlier this week. The difference is the storm system is probably just a little bit further to the north, maybe slightly slower moving, and the impact is likely to be about the same, though, with the northern parts of the region being more impacted than the south. Because of the shift northward on the storm system, there is a little bit less precipitation being advertised now across the lower parts of the Midwest, and that will allow for some field work to continue to advance across some of that region. In particular, I'm talking about the corridor from Illinois into parts of Ohio. These areas picked up on a little bit of shower activity in the last 24 hours, but the precipitation today will be a lot less significant, and we'll see it at random, mostly very light, and should be shifting more to the north and impacting areas near the Great Lakes region rather than in the lower parts of the region. So the outlook here in the lower parts of the Midwest is certainly going to be more favorable for general crop maturation and harvest progress. In the northern plains today, there's going to be a significant storm system evolving. It will be the same that we've been talking about all this week. Still expecting to produce 1 to 2.5 inches of rain across many areas from portions of the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin. The difference is that today the greater amounts are shifted further north, so that North Dakota is more impacted and perhaps a little less rain in places like southern Iowa and some areas in Nebraska. The greatest rainfall potential still is in the western portions of the northern plains, and there may be still a potential for some localized amounts getting upwards over 3 inches. But it looks as though a lot of that heavier rainfall will stay outside of the key Midwestern states, at least the 3-inch amounts may. We're still going to see enough precipitation across the upper portions of the Midwest to set back fieldwork for a while. In fact, we'll probably not be back into the fields again for a little while early next week. There's not that much harvesting going on yet. We're still trying to mature some of the crops, so the overall bottom line impact is not going to be tremendous. We do have a cold front that will move through the lower portions of the Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday for places like Kansas and Missouri, and from Saturday into Sunday for the rest of the lower eastern Midwest. Those areas will see some shower and thunderstorm activity with the frontal passage, but it'll only last a few hours, and the good harvesting conditions will resume fairly quickly after the front moves through. Anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 0.5 of an inch of rain will occur in these areas, with maybe some local totals getting upwards to an inch. There will be a few strong to severe thunderstorms possible along the frontal boundaries that moves through the lower parts of the Midwest, but we're not expecting any widespread occurrence of such conditions. For the areas nearby, it looks as though the Delta will pick up on some showers this weekend, but they too will see some favorable drying conditions occurring again rather quickly after the front moves through that area. And the only other area of significant influence on weather this weekend is going to be in the southeastern states, where a tropical disturbance that may turn out to be a small tropical cyclone may end up moving through northwestern Florida and into the southeastern states. We'll continue to monitor that rather closely. The system could have an impact on the region Saturday and Sunday with some hefty amounts of rainfall. Temperatures across the Midwest are expected to run mostly well above average for a little while here. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s for the next couple of days. As the cold front moves through this weekend, we'll see those temperatures coming down to the 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. We do expect to see freezing temperatures occur in Montana, North Dakota, southward into western portions of Kansas and eastern Colorado, but not in the key western Corn Belt crop areas. We may see a couple of temperatures in the 30s occurring in the western fringes of crop country, but nothing that would be damaging across the key Corn Belt country. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.